Thank you, Chen Chao. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for day two of our SMIG meeting. As highlighted by Chen Chao, I will be focusing on IFRS 3, 10, and IFRS 11, but we'll kickstart it with IFRS 3, question S5. So question S5 of the request for information asked for views with regards to section 19, which is business combinations and goodwill. Question S5 asked respondents for views on whether section 19 needs to include requirements for the accounting for step acquisitions, whether the requirements for step acquisitions should be aligned with IFRS 3, 2008, whether aligning Section 19 with IFRS 3 for acquisition costs and contingent considerations, including permitting an entity to use the undue cost or effort exemption and provide the related disclosures if measuring a contingent consideration of fair value would involve any undue cost or effort, and whether the IFRS for SME standard should be aligned with the amended definition of a business as issued in 2018. On analyzing the feedback that we received from the comment letters, staff identified that respondents were in support of one, including the requirements for the accounting step acquisitions into Section 19, two, aligning the cost of the acquisition and contingent considerations with IFRS 3, 2008, and thirdly, aligning the definition of a business with the definition that had been issued in 2018. Staff think the feedback from the stakeholders who engaged during the consultation period provide evidence for the SMIG to recommend that the board should develop the proposed amendments to Section 19 of the standard. The staff is also particularly interested in hearing views of SMIG members with regards to the need of introducing step acquisitions into Section 19. Thereafter, we'd request that SMIG members please discuss the alignment of the definition of a business, acquisition costs, as well as the contingent consideration. I'd like to hand over to the SMIG members for discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, Kumblo. Let's see who would like to start to comment. Okay, Raymond first, yeah.
Thank you, Jin Chao. Thanks very much, Nkumbulo, for that. We had quite a long-ranging discussion on this with various stakeholders in this part of the world, and there was general support for the alignment of IFRS 3 2008 with the requirements of IFRS for SMEs with the requirements of IFRS 3 2008, particularly the definition of a business. I think the thinking there being, it'll make it a lot easier to deal with some of the scenarios that we've come across. Say, for instance, where we've had issues with property companies in the past under full IFRS, and I think the same sort of principles would apply for SME type entities. So therefore, I think the alignment of the definition would certainly be welcome. When it comes to the step acquisition, again, we don't see a lot of step type acquisitions, but I think where they do occur, we seem to see them occurring, we think that it's necessary to have some alignment with what, or some guidance in IFRS for SMEs. At the moment, we don't have any guidance at all. I think introducing that guidance will help in terms of just ensuring that there is consistency of accounting between the different entities where they find themselves in situations where they need to apply that. When it comes to the application of IFRS 10, we're in all agreement with the alignment. We did differ a little bit from what you're recommending when it comes to investment entities, in that I think we thought that it was necessary to include some guidance on investment entities, because we do find that some entities that apply the standard find themselves in a space where they could meet the definition of an investment entity, and they've got that information already for their management accounting, but they're doing something different for their statutory reporting. So providing them an out would be welcome. I guess because it's I guess it's not so much an accounting policy choice, but that's what they do. So I think for them it would be something that I think they would certainly agree with. I don't know if I've left anything out at this moment in time. IFRS 11, agree with the alignment of the definitions, and agree. I think I might have gone a bit far here, and agree with the retaining the current accounting, and that's it.
Thanks, Raymond. Just one thing, it's not very clear to me. You mentioned about investment entity. Is it about those entity would be allowed to measure at fair value through the OCI? That is the issue which is related to IFRS 10. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. So,
absolutely, yes.
All right, yes. Okay. Thank you very much. And the next one, Billing, please.
Thank you, Chen Chia. I agree with the staff paper. I agree with the alignment. I agree with the use of the undue cost or effort exemption. But one point is contrary to Raymond, what we heard from our constituents, there's no urgent need to introduce the new requirements for investment entities to measure in subsidiary at fair value through profit and loss. But one point which I agree with Raymond that, you know, although there may not be a lot of step acquisition in the SME space, but it will be good to actually have some form of guidance in the standards. Thank you.
Thanks, Billing. Safura.
Thank you. I consider that SMEs are mostly family-owned entities, and a limited number of SMEs normally engage in step acquisition. And in this context, family-owned businesses structure and step acquisition are generally not very common in this jurisdiction. So I consider that the alignment of IFRS for SME standard with IFRS 3 on the area of step acquisition should be considered after further research about the SME's involvement in step acquisition transaction. And identification for alignment on this area, I think, requires further outreach for the board, as mere alignment with IFRS 3 might add complexity to the IFRS for SME standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good comments. Yeah, it seems that step acquisition not very common, but whether we need to consider whether additional complexity will be added. I understand your point. Thank you very much, Anderson.
So hi, thank you for the opportunity. So as I strongly agree with the staff comment or staff recommendation to align the IFRS SME with the IFRS full, considering the respondents who in terms of who overall respondent support the alignment. The only point I just want to highlight, same as the other members already comment, is the step acquisition. So in the jurisdiction where I live, step acquisition is not a common issue in SME companies. So I would recommend some further research in order to include it in the new IFRS for SME. That's my only point for this topic.
Thanks, Anderson. Una.
Thank you. I agree with the introduction of step acquisition. We do see that in the non-publicly accountable space, and we see it reasonably often. So I think it would be very helpful to have something in the IFRS for SME standard about it. Also agree with cost and the definition of a business. On the contingent consideration, I also agree with using the undue cost and effort exemption from fair value where that would be burdensome, but I think we should give an alternative as to what to apply if we're not applying fair value. maybe it's best estimate or at least some guidance as to what should be used so that people don't revert to nothing. Thank you.
Thanks, Una. G, please.
Thank you. I agree with the aligning the definition of a business with the definition issued in 2018. And I think the revised business definition can better clarify the substance of business and make a simplified judgment method. And I think it's very practical. I suggest we should give a careful consideration on the alignment with the relevant requirements of step acquisitions and the contingent consideration. Actually, I think it's not very a common transaction of step acquisitions. And to measure the contingent consideration is not very easy, and the cost may be higher. So I think we should give a careful consideration to align these two topics. Thank you.
Thanks, Chi. Carmen.
Hi, I strongly agree with the staff's view to align. We do see non-publicly accountable entities undertaking step acquisitions, so again, fairly commonly. So I would concur with having that alignment. And also just to pick up on Una's point, I think the idea about what do they do if they do apply the undue cost and effort, I think it's a great idea, because otherwise they're probably left hanging a little bit more than the publicly accountable entities would be.
Thanks, Carmen. Daniel.
Hello, everybody. I think related to the alignment of Section 19 with IFRS 3, 2008, I think it's practical and necessary, and therefore I support it. I don't see any problem to align this section. But related to investment entities, there are SMEs that are investment entities, and I do not see the reason to make them consolidate financial statement when their investment can be measured at fair value. So I think, in my opinion, it would be better to keep the treatment that is in IFRS 10. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Ayodhya?
Yes, thank you. Good morning once again. I support the alignment of Section 19 with IFRS 3, 2008. In terms of the definition, I support the alignment, and I also agree with the staff recommendation. The cost of acquisition and then the contingent and consideration, as well as the accounting for steps acquisition. So I support the alignment. However, I believe the requirement for disposal of interest in subsidiaries where control is lost or retained, that is simply where we have step disposal, I believe that should be included. Thank you.
Thanks, Ayodhya. Reinhard.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I support the staff recommendation in all respect. I would think that including step acquisition guidance should be relatively straightforward to identify for preparers. If they don't have such a situation, they just skip over the paragraph. So I don't think it adds too much complexity, as it would be probably easy to identify where to find it and not to apply if you don't have it. So I don't see much downside in including that guidance as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Tadio, do you want to respond?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, just to want to remind everybody that the scope of IFRS for SME standard does not include a limit in terms of the size of the entity that may use it. It means that in some jurisdiction, especially those that adopted the standard, but without imposing any size limit, some of the transactions that we are discussing here today might be more relevant for them. That's why sometimes when people say that it's not common for SMEs, it might be, for example, for small and medium entities in the meaning of these words. But we just have to remind that in some jurisdictions, there is no size limit. And then the most important is the question of accountability. And then this type of transaction might be more common, just to put this into the context. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tadio. Yeah, I think, yeah, because as a global standard, we have to think about all of the situations. So yeah, that is another fact that we needed to consider. Anyone else? Okay. Posey.
Yes. Related to the size of the companies, it's true that small companies is not involved in business acquisition usually, but medium companies are very active in the market buying other smaller companies. So it could be important for them.
Thank you. Very good comments. Okay. Anyone want to comment? No, not the case. Kumblo, do you want to ask any question? Yeah, I think we can move on next topic.
Yeah, I think that was very informative feedback. So we'll definitely take that into consideration. Shall we move on to question S2?
Sure.